The first story today is from Catherine McLennan.
So when I was 9 years old, my family took a trip to Sydney. And not having grown up in Sydney, that was always very exciting. The nice hotel, the exotic foods, the hustle and bustle was always great. But this particular trip was going to go a little differently. So it all started on the Friday evening. We'd arrived at the hotel and my mum and I decided that we'd go for a swim. So we went up to the pool, we had our swim, and afterwards we were in the change rooms getting ready, and I needed to use her hairbrush. So I said, "Oh, Mum, can I borrow your hairbrush?" And she was having a shower in the cubicle next to me, and she said, yeah, it's just in the backpack. So I went to her backpack, I opened it up, and I'm rummaging through, and I'm trying to find the hairbrush. Didn't find the hairbrush, but what I did find was a little box. A green cardboard box. So I opened it up. I'd never seen something like this before. And inside were these little white bullet-shaped things wrapped in plastic. I thought, that was very odd. So I turned it over and I'm reading what's written on the back of the package. And it said, you know, use at your own risk. This could lead to toxic shock syndrome and death. In my mind, I'm thinking, you use this, you die. And in my head, I'm, Mum, you are busted. You are using drugs. You are a drug taker, a horrible, irresponsible drug taker. You're doing this to our family. Like, what is this? My mum works in a laboratory, so I'm thinking she's making drugs, she's selling drugs, the whole package. You know, she is Walter White in Breaking Bad. Like, this is not good. I'm done. I've had enough. You know, this is not okay to do this to our family. So I'm you know, sitting there waiting for her to finish in the shower. I've put the box back and I'm, you know, sitting on the bench waiting for her. I'm thinking, I am not talking to her, that we're done. She comes out. We walk downstairs and go back to our hotel room and I'm giving her, like, a pretty good cold shoulder. She's confused, asked for a hairbrush. Now it's this. What is going on? So I've gone to bed that night and then Saturday we wake up and we're going to go out as a family and do some things in the city, but I'm still not talking to her. So she ends up saying to my brother, can you go and find out what's going on there? So I'm sitting on the bed and in comes my brother and he sits down and says, Catherine, what's going on? Why are you talking to Mum? So I'm like, yeah, you wait for this. So Mum takes drugs. Yep. She's a druggie. And he is understandably shocked. I mean, like anyone who knows my mum, this is a pretty wild accusation. So he's thinking like, oh. He says, well, how do you know she's taking drugs? I said, I found them in her bag. They're this little green box, and I'm describing them to him, white bullets wrapped in plastic, toxic shock syndrome. And he's looking pretty confused, and he's starting to think, is my mum a drug addict? Is my sister crazy? And then something clicks in his head, and he says, oh, I know what they are. They're tampons. And I'm confused. And then suddenly my 11-year-old brother is realizing that at his age, armed with one sex education lesson, is about to have to explain to me what my period is. So he says, Catherine, so it happens to girls, and each girl every month they grow an egg inside them, and then the lining of the uterus rips apart and comes out of you in blood, and that's what the tampon's for, to stop that. And so I'm horrified and thinking, at this point I'm thinking, I wish my mum was a drug addict. That seems something I could absolutely cope with. So he's looking at my face and he's like, I can't go any further, this is it. So he goes out and obviously has a word to my mum, and she comes in and she says, oh, bub, I'm so sorry. I knew we had to have this conversation soon. And I said, so you're not a drug addict? And she said, no, I would never do that. And she never has.
Catherine McLennan with that story. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Now Hear This. And these are stories from a storytelling slam we held recently in Sydney, where the theme was busted.